This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Dottie Rambo was walking along the beach during a low time in her life. There had been a bad storm, and the driftwood and the seaweed were all over the beach. She began to sense God giving her a song about the storms in our lives, but she couldn't find a way to start the song. She then felt like God touched her, and she wrote, "I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God." A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, we welcome you to Wednesday.
Yes, hump day it is.
It is. Church day, prayer meeting day for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and as you mentioned a little bit ago, it was a cold day. It's been a cold day.
I was thinking our theme song for today could be "On the Sunny Banks of Sweet Deliverance."
No doubt. you know, in the TV show, you know, here's Andy walking down this pathway to the lake, you know, and it's nice and sunny, and Opie's barefooted.
Got a fishing pole.
They're ready to go fishing, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my kind of day.
Yeah.
But not today.
It will come, unless you're going to ice fish today.
I've never tried that, but again.
I haven't either.
I've never had the inkling or the desire.
Yeah.
To want to do that. I just, no.
It's not one of those things on the bucket list, huh?
No.
Brother Brian said 2 to 4 inches of snow on average from Shelton Laurel to Wolf Laurel communities.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know, of course, higher elevations. Saw some got over a foot, and then you're going to hard freeze 15 inches of snow.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you're talking about a couple of inches of just a crust on the top of that, which is going to create... I mean, it's almost, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of like just stay at the house and throw another log on the fire kind of thing.
If you can,
If you can, because that's just not conducive to anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We're looking at temperatures, and Brother Eddie and I were talking that it was Dr. Whittemore called this morning, on Jeter.
He called me about
4 degrees.
About 7 o'clock or so, 4 degrees on Jeter.
Yeah.
Brother Brian says we ought to plan a mission trip to Caribbean. They need the Lord too.
We can
certainly arrange that.
Tell them about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. People don't realize this, but the Philippines. Brother Ramel Reyes sent a picture. Taking it at face value.
Yeah.
One of our missionaries there, he had sent a picture of him drinking coffee at the table and showing a picture of his phone where he took a screenshot. Now they're in the northern portion of the Philippines, which,
okay.
They're a little further north up in the mountains. 16.
In the Philippines?
In the Philippines. Now, I didn't realize that it got that cold in that area. When you look at the equator, as kind of like when you start get to that same parallel, you're following your different geographical lines on the map. I didn't realize it got that cold, but apparently it does. I mean, I know that there are equator countries that have elevations of 10 and 15,000 feet that get that cold, but
yeah.
It just didn't ever dawn on me because he was drinking coffee at 16 degrees.
You just think of a warm climate when you think of the Philippines. And I know we've got folks in the north and we've got folks out in South Dakota that this is, kind of like short sleeve weather for you. But around here, 4 degrees, it's kind of cool and things freeze and bust and don't work. And, and that's just me getting up in the morning.
Well, I made sure that I did all the things we should have done. I checked on people. I put the pipes in drip mode.
Checked my pets.
We have a cat, so he stays inside anyway. So, the only thing I was worried about this morning when I got up was to make sure that my vehicle would crank. It did, and all my vehicles cranked this morning. So you just get apprehensive when you get those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it was the wind was still blowing when I got up this morning, and it was still very, very, very nippy.
Yeah.
But last night I went out to secure something blowing around at about 11 o'clock. And even though it was still, we were in the teens with that wind blowing at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I think it felt colder to me last night than it did early this morning,
yeah.
just because the winds had died down. So, it's one of those winter days.
The hardest thing that I had to do was to get my kitchen faucet to a drip, because I got one of those little handles that, you push back and forth.
Yeah.
It's not a twisty thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you get
it's
it
hard
to where
to get
it's too much, and then you tap it and it turns off.
Yep.
And you tap it back out, and it's too much. I mean, I spent a long time.
They're very efficient. They're not designed to drip.
They're aggravating.
Yeah, that's why they make them these days. They don't.
Yeah.
When you turn just slightly, it just shuts off. So they're supposed to be that makes it more efficient. But
yeah, I need a drip button on there.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this thing. This came from FEMA. It was a little flyer that you can print. Was reading an article, about the cold weather and whatnot. So they gave some heating fire safety tips.
That's good.
And they say follow these to maintain a fire-safe home this winter.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a space heater, keep anything that can burn, such as bedding, clothing, curtains, at least 3 feet away.
Yeah.
Make sure the heater has an automatic shutoff, so somehow if it's inadvertently tipped over, it will shut off.
Right.
Turn it off when you go to bed or leave your house. Plug portable heaters directly into outlets, never into an extension cord or a power strip.
That's right.
And only use portable heaters that are from a recognized testing laboratory.
Yeah.
You'll usually have the seal on it.
It's that UL symbol
that's
on the back of the device.
You'll see it.
Yeah.
If for your fireplace, make sure to keep a glass or metal screen, something in front of your fireplace to prevent embers or sparks from jumping out. Never burn paper in your fireplace. Put the fire out before you go to bed or you leave, and then put ashes when you're going to clean out the fireplace, and this is the same for a stove, wood stove, put them in a metal container
with
a lid, place them outside, and they say put that at least 10 feet from your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a wood stove, make sure that your stove is 3 feet from anything that can burn. Don't burn paper again. Put the fire out before you go to bed. And that's hard because my parents mainly heat with a wood stove.
Yeah.
So on nights like last night, they kind of take shifts and babysit the wood heater. You have to.
You have to.
And make sure you've had your chimney looked at and cleaned. They recommend by a professional. You need to take care of it. And same thing, your furnace, make sure you've got it inspected. And they say one thing about a furnace is a clean filter.
Yeah. I went ahead and changed mine yesterday. Especially in the wintertime when you've got the house pretty much, you know, buttoned up. If you're cleaning and dusting and all of that stuff, just the slightest, it doesn't take long for that to build up on those filters.
Yeah.
How you like it. If you're like a real heavy allergy type person,
right,
you can buy those more expensive filters.
Mm-hmm.
But those cheaper ones, the green ones with the cardboard edges, they're relatively cheap.
Yeah.
Change them out once a month. Just go ahead and plan on it, set a date and change them out, and you'll get by.
Yeah.
And those are really, really good. But the number one, when I was back doing heating air with my brothers years and years ago, was that the number one service call that we got was that their system was not heating. And first thing we do is go check and pull a filter out, and there'll be an inch of dust on it. And so that's why, because it can't draw no air.
Yeah.
So that being said, change your filters.
Yeah, and
monthly.
They're not super expensive. I mean, we go with the less expensive
ones
we do.
Yeah.
And Duke Energy, I kind of laughed a little bit to myself when I saw this, because the headline was money-saving tips from Duke Energy.
And yeah, that's an oxymoron in itself.
I kind of compared that to like weight loss tips from Krispy Kreme. That would be
there you go.
My comparison.
That's a good comparison.
But here you go. This is from Duke Energy. Reduce your thermostat to the lowest comfortable setting. They say a small difference can help.
Mm-hmm.
One of the easiest things that you can do is change your air filter, which you just talked about.
Yep.
Leave drapes or blinds open during sunny days, but then close them at night to help insulate your home.
Yep.
And I hope you've already done this, but checking your doors and vents and windows for any air leaks. Caulking is fairly inexpensive. Weather stripping, you can get that. They say that leaks, if you get those buttoned up, can save you 10 to 20% in your heating cost.
Yeah.
They also recommend replacing your light bulbs with LED bulbs.
Yeah.
That'll save you. If you replace just 6 bulbs, regular to LED, you'll save close to $500 in the lifetime of the bulb.
Right.
And turn your ceiling fan to where it is operating clockwise.
Yep.
That's going to push air down from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, warm air rises, so it's going to help you. And they say to set your water heater to 120 degrees or less.
Yeah. So I don't know how many more people who have it higher than that.
It kind of shocked me. I was thinking they were going to.
Most people don't even realize it. You can, but it's not, you need to have it done by a service person. But, you actually can change the settings on your hot water heater. The thermostat covers, you can go in and change them. Most people don't know how to do that. But I would recommend somebody that knows how.
Yeah.
But then again, 120 is plenty warm. To take a, to take a bath or shower or wash dishes or.
Yeah, even sanitizing your. Even sanitizing your dishes,
because
your dishwasher's got a heating element in it.
That's plenty hot.
So, somebody, 2397, good tip. Remember to close your foundation vents.
Yes.
Under your house if you've got any access.
For sure.
And then also, I hope you've done this, that your water hose is disconnected from any faucets outside.
Mine's been disconnected since last month.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that little cold snap back in December, that's definitely should be done by now.
Yeah. So weather-wise, what we've got coming today will be in the 30s, upper 30s, in the teens again tonight. So a jacket in order for church as you head out. Clouds will be increasing tomorrow. And then Thursday night into Friday morning, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
There's a chance of some moisture, And we'll just have to wait and see when the moisture arrives,
yep.
whether it will fall as rain or maybe some type of wintry mix.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be, wintry mix seems to be the terminology that the Weather Service is using for this little clip that's going to come through Thursday night.
Yeah, I think it's one of those kind of times, yeah. you know, meteorologists say, okay, we don't know, so we're going to throw all this in the bag, and
yeah.
we'll put it all in the forecast, and whatever happens, happens.
Partly sunny with a chance of rain, snow, or sleet.
Kind of just like, you know, the way every day happens.
Freezing rain, it may be windy.
Yeah, it may be, it may snow a little bit, may have a little freezing rain with it, may see a little sleet with it, may see whatever.
Sunshine. Because it's
wintertime.
You never know.
It is what it is.
You never know.
Yeah.
So we'll watch it, and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
It's so hard to forecast weather mm-hmm. here, because as we've seen time and time again, they can be certain
mm-hmm.
we're going to get something.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't, you know, materialize. So I'm not complaining at all.
No.
Be safe. We'll warm up a little bit. Shouldn't be back in the single digits again. And thankfully, the wind seems to have died down.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. do have warmer temperatures, though, on Friday. We're going to be in the 40s.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, just, you know, we're in the thrust of winter. And so that being said, watch your the winter this weekend is going to be a little chilly at nighttime once again. I don't think we're going to have the wind to contend with this weekend. It's just going to get cold at night. Yeah. And so, again, just keep those same preparations in place.
Yeah, Friday
as we
night
go through.
10
yeah.
and Saturday night 9.
Yeah. So we're gonna see cold temps through the weekend. 25 for a high on Saturday.
Hmm.
You know, so that being said, indoor activity probably a good idea.
Leave the water dripping.
Yeah.
If you can ever get it started. Leave it. I'm going to threaten people in my house. Do not touch the sink.
That's right.
It took me 35 minutes to get this crazy thing to drip. Anyhow, it was more like 30, but it's okay. City of Hendersonville's lifted the water shortage advisory. You know, they issued that back, I don't know, a couple months ago when we were in the summer.
And
it was really dry. They say above normal water levels of the Mills River and mm-hmm. also favorable long-range precipitation has prompted them to rescind that advisory.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. They said they appreciate everybody who worked to conserve.
Very good.
Yeah. So now you can wash your car and water your lawn.
And watch it freeze.
Yeah, I started to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No doubt.
Just in time.
Yeah.
Just in time.
I think there were people, I was showing people out west in the mid portions of the country, they'd wash their hair. These ladies would wash their hair and then run outside real fast. And it was so cold in Texas the other day that when they'd wash their hair and it's still wet, it would instantly freeze. And then they'd throw their head back, you know, and it would stand up. Really, literally. It would literally stand up on
frozen.
Its end. Because, you know, so, yeah, use all the water. Use all the water you want. Just
God bless
watch it freeze.
Let that faucet drip.
Watch it freeze,
There you go.
You're right, Miss Karen. I did, too. And these new faucets they've got, they just don't.
A little bit of a challenge.
They just don't.
Yeah. And we're going to be, this announcement that Corey sent to us, we're going to be making this available to our audience soon. Our Share-a-thon t-shirts are going to be available.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, that's great.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Looks like we've got a couple of designs, and that. Oh, I see what we've got going on.
Yeah.
Long sleeve.
That's something brand new this year.
I see that. Okay.
So we're going to have our regular t-shirts, the short sleeve, but we're going to offer long sleeve. It'll be a different color, but same design.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know about that and watch Facebook and other places. We'll be sharing with you photos and hopefully get a little promotional video out. And we're going to do again, as far as I know, take pre-orders and they'll be available prior to Share-a-thon. If folks are not able to come to Share-a-thon, if you pre-order, we will mail it to you. We just tack on, I think, $5 to cover the cost of shipping. So we'll let you know.
Perfect.
Share-a-thon 39 days away, I believe.
39 today.
39 and counting. Please pray with us for Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
All the different aspects.
Yep.
God knows, and we're trusting Him to meet with us. And if He does that, the needs will be met financially.
Yeah.
But even greater than that, the spiritual needs will be met.
For sure.
And again, praying the Lord to see fit to save somebody.
Well, that is our desire.
Yeah. Amen.
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 So, even the days leading up to it and the days after. You know, many times, you know, when we have Share-a-thon, and it is a revival atmosphere, and we appreciate the Lord doing that. But then, you know, we... a lot of us, me included, you know, we thrive on that, and we enjoy it all the year long. You know, and the lasting effects of it is what we pray for, that God would just use it continually throughout the year, not just 1 week, even though that's when we gather in to raise all the funds, that it would last much longer than the week that we're here together.
I think the true success as we look at Share-a-thon is what God continues to do after.
Well, there's been so much.
We've closed out Sunday evening, and folks return to their church and to see God continue to move.
So many times I've witnessed that.
And, and we don't want the Lord to wait till Share-a-thon to move.
No.
We're asking Him to go ahead and have His free reign, and trust that His presence will be manifest among us every time we meet together.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we tend to want to try to subject the Lord to our schedule. You know, we're going to have this meeting this week, and we hope you show up.
That's right.
How about we just let the Lord do His thing on any given day,
any
given time. You know, you can have Share-a-thon on a Wednesday night prayer meeting if you really wanted to.
Amen.
You know, it's just so let's pray to that end. We get started early.
I saw a quote from Paul Chappell.
Yeah.
And this got me. I actually took a picture of it.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to forget it. But, and we are daily in the Word with Pastor Paul Chappell at 6:30 every evening, and then on Saturday evenings as well. It says, faith is living in advance what we will only understand in reverse.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So faith is living in advance
what we will
only understand in reverse, looking back.
Looking back, yeah.
Yeah, well, so that got me there. I wanted to
keep that one. We got all kind of ideas for bumper stickers. But
that's
We'll give Him credit for that one.
T-shirts and all that, But, you know, by faith, we look for God to move among us. And again, not just during the 7 days of Share-a-thon.
You know, a lot of times we tend to want to live in that area. Well, somebody says, you know, Pastor brings this out every year at Share-a-thon. Well, what if?
Yeah.
What if it don't? What if it don't come? What if we don't have all the money, or all the pledges don't get took? Or what if? Yeah, you know, if the child of God ever lived in the what if, we'd never get anything done.
That's right.
So there's no room for what if in the life of the child of God.
Amen.
When you work for the Lord and you live for the Lord, you the devil can give you all the what ifs you want, and sit around and you know, and then you'll end up regretting in the end. And so forget about the what ifs. And just concentrate on what is. And
that's
God
right.
is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't presume on the Lord.
No.
But on the other hand, He said He is faithful.
That's right.
If we'll be faithful.
Amen. So. And thank you to everybody that's partnered with us through the years. We in January, coming up here the 31st, that's our anniversary date. January 31st of 1987.
Wow.
WGCR. Was dedicated to the glory of God and changed the acronym of the call letters to Gospel Carolina Radio.
Yep.
And we've just sit back and watched the good hand of God meet every need we've ever had and so much more.
Yeah.
And He's done that through the kindness and generosity of His people.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to everybody that's given. We appreciate so much your friendship.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I was looking traffic-wise. Kind of an interesting project, I'll call it that, in Hendersonville. 7th Avenue is getting ready to be overhauled.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, beginning the end of this month, and it's going to be closed for 3 to 4 months.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
They're putting in new sewer lines, water lines, walkways, trying to improve pedestrian access and safety. They say that most of the work will take place between Grove and Maple Streets.
Okay.
But it's going to be shut down completely for 3 to 4 months because they were talking about the impact on the businesses.
Yeah.
And then once it's that major parts done, they say there will be partial closings for another 3 to 4 months. The project is set to be completed by the end of this year.
Wow, that's a big, huge project.
Yeah, it is. Now, they're going to have a meeting this Thursday night at the historic railroad depot there off 7th, and it's going to be public input to talk about this project, and it will be this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks would like to to attend, it is open to the public.
Wow.
So again, that's a long shutdown.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, it does get a lot of traffic through there. It's a usually a pretty nice cut through.
Yeah.
Coming off of, you know, when you come up through town on that side, and then you cut over to Lowe's and all mm-hmm. those, instead of trying to go down Four Seasons Boulevard. So there's going to be a lot of business impact down through there.
And Four Seasons is busy on a regular
period
day.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine taking all the traffic off of 7th Avenue and adding it to the already crowded Four Seasons.
Yeah.
So if you have to travel that on a daily basis, you may want to, you know, plan on leaving a little bit earlier, or know that it's going to take a little bit more time to get it taken care of. Family in Nebraska. They finally got to bring home their baby boy after he spent 116 days in the NICU.
Wow.
He weighed, when he was born, I'm trying to get this, he weighed 14.1 ounces.
Wow.
He didn't weigh a pound.
Yeah.
He was 9.65 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Was born at like 24 weeks.
Ooh.
And the parents said they'd put over 12,000 miles on their car going back and forth from where they lived, from Lincoln, Nebraska to Omaha, where he was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But some things that are 14 ounces, okay, I thought, okay, how small is that? Again, he's one of the smallest surviving babies to ever be delivered at the Methodist Women's Hospital in Omaha. A can of Coke.
Yeah.
A loaf of bread.
Okay.
Or if you picked up 3 sticks of butter.
Wow.
They say also a football weighs about 14 ounces.
Hmm. Wow. So, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but he's doing good, and they give God all the glory. They, before Buddy, that's it. He has a full name, but they call him Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But they said before him that they lost a child that was stillborn. And the mother talks in the article about when she was going, you know, into the hospital, and they told her that the baby was going to have to be taken by cesarean. She just prayed, Lord, you know, you know what's best.
Yeah.
So they got to bring him home. So
what a
good day, a good story, and wow.
Yeah,
we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
It's amazing. We had a little boy in our church that was born a little bit. He weighed just a little more than that, probably maybe a half a pound more than he did. So maybe about a pound and a half. And born about the same time as our oldest grandson. They're about the same age. And to see him today, I mean, because he was touch and go there that night we spent at Mission Hospital that night with the family. It was so, and today he's just as just as wide open and perfect and just a good young man, you know. Just the thing is, you know, to be that small, and you know, and nobody gave up on him that night. Nobody.
Amen.
Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, the church family, the doctors, the nurses, all the staff, respiratory therapist, everybody. Nobody gave up on him, and God didn't give
That's
up on
right.
him. And now he's just a very thriving, happy young man, and it just gives the joy of life to know that God can do miracles in such a way.
Yeah.
And so it's just amazing, you know. And, you know, and I understand the heart of God. Knowing that God gives life and he takes life, but, boy, it's such a special time when you watch these little ones come.
Yeah.
It's such a very... touch and go time, and then they grow up to be special.
Yeah.
So
and when you look at those tiny babies, you see every facet, their fingers, and you think how amazing is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard people say, how could you look into the face of a baby and not believe in God?
Right.
You have to just see the wonderful creation that he has done.
Well, you know,
in giving life.
I think it'll be okay. I a dear friend of ours passed away yesterday. That we grew up in church years ago, and you know, him and his wife. Matter of fact, his wife babysat our youngest son when he was little, And they had three children, and he developed cancer and passed away yesterday. But his daughter was pregnant, and she was going to deliver their firstborn grandchild, and he didn't live long enough to see it physically. But they did a 3D ultrasound, and was able to show him a picture of his unborn grandchild in full 3D motion before he passed away. Didn't get to hold him on this side, but the technology and to be able to see that before he went on home to be with the Lord is just incredible.
That is.
And I thought, wow, anyway, there's another side of that I don't want to touch today, but I just want to say that, you know, that can be used for the good.
Yeah.
And I think it ought to be used for the good. If we'll just show that fearfully and wonderfully made phrase that God began, before we even knew, he knew us.
Yeah.
And that being said, to have the technology to be able to share that's
so special.
It was a special moment. And so there was sadness, but then there was joy.
Yeah.
And knowing that he got to see that.
Amen.
So,
amen. What a blessing. That
these stories about kids, I don't know, I guess because I'm a grandpa now, they just kind of get to my soul.
Yeah.
That the state trooper yesterday, do you see that? The one in Jersey, I think.
I didn't know.
That dove in. There were two sisters, that had fell in a frozen pond somewhere up in Jersey, New Jersey. And one of the elderly homeowners nearby was able to save one but couldn't get back into the water. The other one was face up but under the ice.
Mm.
The state trooper got there. She, female.
Oh, okay, I did see
the
video.
She dives into the water without even thinking. She
got her body camera on.
Got her body cameras on. She's in the water swimming under the ice to get to this little girl. And drags her out, you know. They get to the bank, and the little girl starts moaning.
Yeah, because the trooper's going,
she's making noise. She's making noise. And, you know, they were able to save both of them.
Yeah.
You know, I sit there and watch that last night, and I'm like, I said, you know, and when we're talking freezing temperatures in full uniform, diving into a frozen pond,
and it was deep. Her body camera was underwater.
Yeah, she's getting under the ice, trying to get to this little girl who couldn't get out from under the ice, and she started breathing on her own, and they were able to, you know, and she survived. It's just a miracle. It's just a miracle.
You love those that end like that.
Yeah.
You love those stories.
And for those who selflessly go and give their all to try to help somebody.
She never hesitated to get in. What I saw, the camera footage. She just went in.
You just love to tell stories like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the stories that we love to tell.
Amen.
And have a great ending.
Yeah.
So.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go ahead here. I'm looking at our time. We'll get into Swap Shop today. Yeah, I've got a couple of items for you. And if you have something, 828-884-9427.
We've got a washing machine for sale for $40. Also, a new stationary bike for $30. This is a text-only number, so 276-6282. 276-6282, text only.
We have a one-year-old Australian Shepherd male. They're looking for a new home for him. Needs some room to run. Call for more information at 384-4447, 384-4447.
Here are some ducks. They are four Mallard Peking Cross Drakes, $15 each, 553-1722. 553-1722.
Abyssal Carpet Cleaner. It's never been used. It comes with cleaning solution. They're asking $85. Call Melody at 388-2831. 388-2831.
Here's a tonneau cover for a 2009 to 2018 Dodge Ram short bed. like new. It's got the lifetime warranty. It applies to the person who possesses the cover. $200. It's local here. Pick up in Brevard. 553-4345, 553-4345.
8-week-old Great Pyrenees puppies for sale. They have 2 males and a female. They're completely weaned. They've been dewormed, but they still need their shots. They're asking $150 each. 727-326-5066. 727-326-5066.
A job opportunity over in the Fairview area. The Fairview Rest Home is looking to hire an activity director and 3 nurses' aides or CNAs. They prefer some experience, and you must apply in person at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview, North Carolina, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call Kathy to set up an appointment at 828-628-1565 or Laura at 828-628-1066. Again, those numbers, you can call Kathy, 628-1565, or Laura at 628-1066.
And here's some coats. They have a heavy beige wool coat that's London Fog, size large, for $40. And then a double-breasted red wool Pendleton coat, size 8, for $50. 891-1603, 891-1603.
All right.
And yeah. I guess we got some things in Carolina calendar that are going on here.
A couple things come in today. I want to announce for the folks up at the Blue Ridge Baptist Church in Cedar Mountain. They'll be starting back up their monthly youth meetings for the year coming up this Friday, January the 19th at 7:30 p.m. And this is a service for all ages. They just call it their youth group, but it's a youth meeting, but you can come and be a part and see what the Lord is doing in the lives of their young people. Amen. It'll be a time of worship, preaching, singing, with food and fellowship following the service. I believe you said that your son-in-law is going to be preaching.
I believe so. Brother Jacob Warren.
Brother Jacob Warren will be preaching along with another, and then there'll be special singing. Everyone is invited.
And we had a swap shop that came in by email. We have got a steel 250 chainsaw for $300, a steel 361 for $600, and they have 2 Husqvarna 562 XPs for $600 each. They say they've all been serviced, and you can contact Jonathan at 551-6060, 828-551-6060.
Spring Mountain Baptist Church in Fairview, North Carolina, is continuing in revival services this week at 7 o'clock each night with Pastor Matthew Morgan preaching, and there will be special singing each night. The church is located at 11 Spring Mountain Road in Fairview, North Carolina. For more information, call 551-2572.
And coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, the Mills River Town Council will hold a special meeting. It will be to discuss the park site plan revisions. The public is invited to attend, and if you're not able to be there, there will be access via electronic means.
And I think that's everything going on this week.
Sounds like a plan.
All right,
well,
good.
It's Wednesday night, folks.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll warm up good enough for everybody to make it to church this evening,
yes,
if you
sir.
Can. So be a part of your evening worship, Wednesday evening service, if you can. And be much in prayer. We call them prayer meeting nights, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot. We've kind of adopted that little name. But don't forget, I would say this, make sure that you're one of your objects of prayer is to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
You know, the war's over 100 days now.
Yeah.
So continue to pray for Israel. Pray for your country, our country, America, you know, the coming days. We've got less than a few months where we're going to have to go back to the polls and vote again for another president.
Yeah.
And so pray for that. And if you need an objects to pray for, here we go. Share-a-thon is one of them. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your church, your family. And, you know, when you run out of everything else, pray for me and Christy.
Amen.
We need it.
We need it. Well, God bless you, folks.
Yeah.
We'll see you in church tonight.
Yeah.
Be careful out there. And Lord willing, we'll meet you back here tomorrow.
You got a song?
I do. We started with a song from Andrew and Mary Beth Jones, and we'll wrap up with one.
Sounds good.
It's good to be living by faith.
That's right.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Okay.
I started a I heard it call. The Holy Spirit drew me, extended grace to me, and I believed in my heart. I have found it a comfort when I am encumbered with trials this life can bring. And when this world looks dim, I look to Him and trust in what I can't see. My faith will overcome. It was given me by God. And what this world didn't give me, this world can't take away. It's good to be living by faith. It's good to be living by faith. Sometimes my faith is not what it always should be. Sometimes it's strong and I have a song, and other times I find it weak. But as it is tested, I'm learning it's not in how much, but in whom I believe. And in His word I'm reminded that I can move mountains with faith just the size of a seed. My faith will overcome. It was given me by God. And what this world didn't give me, this world can't take away. It's good to be living by faith. It's good to be living by faith. Journey of faith when I cross this time. In a moment I'll be here, the next I'll be there, and my faith will be made sight. And the faith that I held to, it will let go as I stand there in wonder amazed. To think it all became mine in a moment of time, when I started living by faith. It's good to be living by faith. My faith will overcome. It was given me by God. And what this world didn't give me, this world can't take away. It's good.